Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling about, I received the Omax 3 from you, UltraPure. And when I was opening, I've got several packages. But when I was opening the, let me give you this lot number. It's 2002031.
Sorry, ma'am, I can't search with a lot number, but I'm happy to pull it up with the name on the account or order.
It's Sugar Moon, S-U-G-A-R, last name M-O-O-N.
Okay. Alrighty, and for security, Ms. Moon, can you confirm the address for that product?
1150 County Road 113, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, 72631.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I do show you down for the Omax 3 UltraPure. Seems to be a two-month subscription. Last order was on the 22nd of November.
I don't know. I get them a shipment, I think, once a month. But anyway, I have a lot number here and an expiration date, but the problem I'm having, and I haven't had this in any other of my packages because I opened up a package with a different lot number, and it wasn't a problem, but every one of those pills had something white on it, and it wasn't on the outside of the package. It was on the inside on the pills themselves, and I was afraid to take them. It's like a white, I would say like a fungus, but I don't know that. You can wipe it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what that is. We'll be happy as a courtesy to reship. Actually, there's nothing at all wrong with the product. What that came from is, I don't know. I think it was back in February, March, maybe April, sometime around spring. We had updated the ratio of ingredients in the UltraPure, which caused one of the ingredients in the product to simply migrate to the outer shell, which would result in a powdery substance to form, which is just that ingredient coming out of the product. Do you know when about the time you would have received that shipment so I could take a look?
No, not really, because I'm overstocked right now. And what I do, I keep the oldest on top, and you know, and I work my way down.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
I haven't kept up with anything like that. I just, but my next shipment that came in, which had a different lot number, it doesn't have that any problems like that.
Yeah, it sounds like it must have been an older supply, because I haven't heard of this issue in quite a long time, being as we got it resolved pretty fast. So that's probably an older shipment there, probably from either May or July's shipment.
Yeah, well, these were supposed to expire in 8/22 of 2022.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a chance of taking them.
I understand. It's not a problem. I'll place it for a reship. Allow me just a moment, and we'll get you out a newer batch of product.
I think I had, let's see, it looks like probably three full boxes worth. Are you still there?
I am, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Because I have two boxes that I've opened up just to check to see if they had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended with the lot number 31. So I know I had three of them, because I usually open up a box, throw the box away, but I keep the other boxes, you know, separate and in a drawer. So there was three full boxes that were, I guess I'll just say, contaminated. Whether they're contaminated or not, that's just what I'll say it was, because I've never seen a white powder on them up till I got that lot number.
And you said how many complete shipments was it?
It was three boxes.
So you have a 6-month supply of product there with powder coating?
Easy. Oh, well, apparently, yeah.
All right.
But I went ahead and I just kept opening boxes until I got a box that didn't have any residue, and that was the one that ended with the lot number 58. And it expires in 2/12/23. So that one was fine. So, yeah, I had three full boxes with that one lot number, and every one of them has that white residue. See that white residue?
Yeah.
So, like I said, I wasn't going to take them because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, understandable, and that's not a problem at all. I did place those 3-month supply for a reshipment out for you at no cost. As long
Thank
as the
you.
The reason behind the reship, so they can make sure not, you know, to get you out a fresher batch of product.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm not a problem at all. Did you have any other questions or concerns? Anything else I could take a look at here for you?
Nope. That was one and only time I've had a problem here.
Well, that's always good to hear.
Or I probably would have stopped a long time ago if I had kept having problems, so.
Yeah. All righty. Well, then I do thank you for calling Omax Health, and I hope you enjoy your day and your holidays coming up.
Well, I appreciate that, and the same to you, and I appreciate you getting on that right away for me.
You're welcome, ma'am. Not a problem at all.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.